So in my family of origin, that is, we have this saying, and perhaps you have it in yours too. When we're at the mall or shopping or, let's be honest, looking at Amazon, if I don't see the price automatically, I will say, I wonder how much this is. And my parents would always follow that question up with, if you have to ask, you can't afford. Oh, it's not just my family. I thought it was like a West Michigan sort of thing. If you have to ask, you can't afford it, which has proven to be true a lot in my life. Jesus today talks about counting the cost of discipleship, counting the cost before we start to follow him. And three times he tells the crowd, this is really hard. This is really hard. He's not the best recruiting officer I have ever seen. He tells them the truth about what it's like. And I'll tell you, as I read this passage this week and as I read it again this morning, there's a part of my brain, it's the Heather part, who's always criticizing my sermons and the like. Heather in my brain says, this is too hard, it's impossible. Jesus, you might as well tell me that I'm going to be a brain surgeon and send me to an operating room with no training. It feels impossible. It sounds impossible, and yet we're called to do it anyway. If I could go back in time and tell my 18-year-old self, 16-year-old when I felt a call to ministry, if I could go back and tell my 16-year-old self what my ministry would look like and what it was going to encompass and the good days and the bad days and the in-between days, I may not have gone to seminary. Now, I love my call. I love what I do. I love being a follower of Jesus, but it can be hard, can it? In this text, it kind of feels like discipleship is just another task to accomplish. I don't know about you, but my to-do list every day grows kind of exponentially depending on the day. And some days it feels so overwhelming that I will even put I will put tasks on my list of things that I've already done so that I can cross them off and feel accomplished. Yes. In fact, even one of my tasks that I put on my list of this week was create to-do list. Like, bam! Nailed that one right off the bat. But discipleship is not just another task to accomplish. It is a way of life. It is continually walking in the footsteps that Jesus has set before us, making choices every moment of the day. What would Jesus do, I ask myself, several times a day, several times an hour, sometimes? What is the faithful choice in this situation? What will bring glory to God? Sometimes those answers are not always the things that I want to do. And that's okay. Because it's not about what we want to do. It's about what Jesus would have us do. It feels impossible. And in this text, he draws three lines in the sand. And you know that if you get to a line in the sand, you usually don't cross it, right? In fact, I saw a video this week of young cows crossing a road. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen because they crossed a road where the dotted lines were in the center. And every single cow jumped over the line. Like, they didn't touch it at all. They're like, whoop, like it's the shortest fence in the world. Jesus knows that we can't cross the lines that he has set in the sand. But the good news is that Jesus comes to us and crosses those lines for us. Jesus fulfills all of his requirements in this passage. He gives up everything to be an itinerant teacher and preacher. He gives up his life. He carries his cross. And on the cross, remember, Mary, his mother, was at the foot of it, crying and wailing. And in that moment, Jesus puts his call as the Son of God above his call as Son of Mary. Those are things that we cannot do. But Jesus has done all of them for us. And in our baptism, we are covered by that life, death, and resurrection of our Lord. We are covered by it. We are never going to be perfect disciples. ever. Not even me. Not even the bishop. Don't tell him I said that, because I like this call and I don't want to get in trouble. No one can do it perfectly. But we're not called to be perfect. We're called to try again and again and again to make those choices that will help shape our lives so that when people learn that we are Christians, they're not surprised. Have you met those? I don't want to know if you've met those people who are shocked that you're a Christian. I don't want to know. But sometimes people can be surprised. When I get my tattoos, I got my first one. My artist was asking me, what do you do? And he's got, a really sharp needle at that point. He's like, so what do you do, Heather? And I said, I'm a Lutheran pastor. And he looked up, really shocked. And I had been good at that. Like, I wasn't wearing my collar. He's like, I never thought I would tattoo a pastor. I'm like, well, here I am. We make choices every day so that we are shaped into the life of Jesus, into the image of Jesus, so that when people see us, they see him. They feel his grace. They feel his love for them. And they know that they too can follow him as an imperfect person with imperfect people living out our real faith. Amen.